Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Terry Bradshaw is giving away another $250,000 in the Super 6 Super Bowl contest this weekend. Download the free Fox Super 6 app and make your picks for your chance to win. All you need to do is pick six outcomes in the Super Bowl. One of the questions is which team will win and by how many points. Colin, you gave your pick earlier, which is
31-24 Kansas City. I say that with very little conviction because the weather's going to be lousy and because I'm worried to death. Eric Fisher, left tackle, Kansas City out. Mitchell Schwartz out. And I'm telling you, that defensive front for the Bucs, Shaq Barrett and Vitavia and JPP and Todd Bowles is super smart and blitzes a lot. So I can, you know, the one thing I'll say about that Green Bay-Tampa game, when I think I told you this, the first 10 minutes of that game from my television set, you could hear how hard Tampa was hitting. Tampa wants to ugly this thing up. Tampa wants to, they want this thing to be physical and look like a UFC octagon fight. Kansas City wants to stake, you know, they want to drop back some dirt, deep vertical stuff. So I'm going to take the Chiefs, but we could have many outcomes. By the way, life-changing sleep, Casper mattress, go to Casper.com. Casper mattress is 86 supportive gel pods. Nobody else does that. Carson Palmer's the former Pro Bowler, 15 years, three Pro Bowls, three playoff appearances in 15 years, and he's moved to an undisclosed location. I know where it's at, and I'm not telling anybody, but he's a lucky guy. He's already skied and worked out and had a good day today. So, you know, we talk about this all the time, Carson, that your career is different if you get Belichick and Tommy gets Cincinnati. We know that. That's true. We know that you, I mean, Matt Stafford has a career from Detroit. It'll look a lot better in Los Angeles. I want to start with something, the Deshaun Watson situation. You were vocal and said enough is enough. Where do you land with Deshaun Watson? Because Tommy, it took him 20 years to be a free agent before he could choose. I mean, that Mahomes, he's got it perfect. He wouldn't want to leave. Where do you stand on Deshaun Watson, who now is saying, there's too much dysfunction, I want out of here?
Yeah, I can't speak to his exact reasonings. I haven't had a conversation with him. But to me, it sure looks like he's going, man, I've been here for a handful of years. I've given it everything I've gotten. I've played great football. I only have, you know, another 4 or 5 years in my prime of my best football. And my best football with the Texans organization doesn't equate to Super Bowl wins. And he is chasing a Super Bowl win, just like every other quarterback in the league. So I'm sure it sure looks to me like he's just tired of the dysfunction, tired of making the head coach, who is also the offensive play caller, the GM also. I'm sure he wants some sort of foundational organization that knows what they're doing and has been doing and having success for a long time. And, you know, at the same time, the grass isn't always greener. And in order for him to get out of Houston and go somewhere else, they're going to have to give up a lot of draft capital and maybe too much draft capital to overcome and win that first Super Bowl that he's seeking.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, and that was the Carmelo Anthony trade with the Denver Nuggets, is that Denver the Knicks had to give up so much to get Carmelo. By the time Carmelo got there, he was the only player on the team. So to your point, you worry about that. So I want to talk about Brady. So Brady in New England at the end, Carson, he had nothing. He didn't have a functional tight end. Gronk had retired. They don't have a number one or a number two receiver. Then he goes to Tampa, where Scotty Miller's is five. And it's weird. It was almost like it was a buffet. The first couple of months, it's like, okay, who do I have relationships here with? When you were watching him this year, you know, the turbulence, do you think some of it was, this team had so many weapons, how do you divvy it up?
Well, he absolutely knew what he was doing. I mean, Brady is obviously no dummy. He knew his contract was expiring in New England and just went out and found the most talented roster. He knew he was turning 43. He knew he doesn't quite have that same bounce in the pocket in his legs. He knew he didn't have that same velocity he had at 27. He was going to need guys that can take a 5-yard pass and go 80. And he found that. He found the best roster, no doubt about it. He was tired of, you know, his number one target being Edelman, who's a great player, but Edelman is a slot receiver. Edelman is very easy to double in the middle of the field. So he simply found the best roster, went and made that roster even better.
You know, Mahomes is obviously a special talent, but, you know, Andy Reid is such a clever play designer. And, I mean, we all know that Mahomes is talented, but he had a losing record in college. He got to the NFL. He's a better pro quarterback than a college quarterback. Tell me what playing with a more clever play designer is like. Go to your career, the most, you know, progressive play designer. Does it challenge you? Can it be hard initially? Is it more of an encyclopedic knowledge you have to have? Especially Mahomes as a kid. Are you surprised he's adapted to it so well early?
You know, I think it's more about the play caller's delivery of how to run and execute each play. And in saying that, there's so many young coaches in the league right now, Matt LaFleur and McVay, and there's so many analytical ways of coaching and controlling games. You know, they all run similar plays, similar schematic design. Some of them are telling you, like Bruce Arians, hey, look deep first. Throw the 80-yard touchdown. It's really hard to go 80 yards on 14 plays in today's day and age against these defenses. So it's not so much the schematic design. It's the way that the quarterback and the offensive players are being taught to run that play. There's so many coaches, especially these young coaches, that just want to hang around and have a chance to win it at the end of the game. But these two coaches on Sunday, both these guys, Andy and Bruce, they're trying to win the game. They're going to go after that win. They're not going to play defensively and hold on till the end. They're going to attack, attack, attack. And some of those schematic designs of the plays they're calling, they're designed to throw the ball deep downfield over people's heads, not looking for easy completions underneath for 5 and 6 yard gains.
Carson Palmer joining us, 15 years, multiple Pro Bowls, already a College Football Hall of Famer. If you look at Pro Football Focus, which I do a lot for the grading of offensive linemen, I can figure out who can quarterback and receivers and tight ends, but their offensive line stuff, and it the grading's interesting. They took the top 15 players in this game, and the Chiefs had a lot of them in the top four. And then, Carson, it was like 6 through 15. It was all Tampa guys. So my deeper roster is Tampa. My stars are mostly Kansas City. In games you've played in your career, would you rather have 10 of the 15 best players or the 3 best players as teammates?
Depth. I mean, I want depth. I want a swing tackle that in case Eric Fisher goes down, we've got a guy we're paying $4 or $5 million that's a vet that can play both sides of the ball, left and right tackle. Stars are great, and stars are fun, and they're exciting. But when I look at this matchup, I'm looking more at what guys have defensively. And I like Tampa in this matchup because of the lateral speed that they have. And I like that because that's what Kansas City does. Kansas City tries to outflank you with Mecole Hardman coming in motion and Tyreek Hill coming in motion, and they're running screens and they're handing the ball off to them. Well, Tampa's got, as you said earlier, that their front seven is phenomenal, but they've got two of the fastest linebackers in Devin White and Levante David in the league. So they can run with that lateral speed. They can cover you sideline to sideline. 95% of the teams that Kansas City played this year did not have that kind of athleticism and speed. So I look at depth. I want deep. I want to be able to lose a guy and not feel like our season is hinging upon that, because we have this guy that's been waiting in the wings and just waiting for his opportunity to play, and here it is. So I look at depth, and you're spot on. I mean, Tampa absolutely has depth.
Yeah. Carson Palmer joining us. You know, it's I always liked Belichick, and I always liked Brady. But what bothered me was, at the end of Tommy in New England, it really bothered me when I started seeing stuff leaked to ESPN the magazine where people in New England were saying, you know, we could win with a lot of guys. And I was like, okay, timeout. Okay, come on. That bothered me. And then I watched Tom versus Time, and Giselle, his wife, says at one point, you know, he just liked to be walk into the building and feel appreciated. So I got to be honest with you, Carson. I'm rooting for Tom on this divorce. I don't like the leaks. I think sometimes corporations don't, you know, football corporations don't quite get the players, and that's all a team is, a collection of players. When this thing broke up, are you surprised by how it's ended? Were you rooting for one side or another?
It's always an ugly ending. There's no pretty, sweet, sensitive send-off. There is no doubt in my mind that Brady wants his seventh ring, but he wants to be able to go back to New England and be on the upper Northeast. And everybody realized, hey, it wasn't Belichick, it was Brady. I mean, that's what Brady's playing for. If Brady wins this Super Bowl, it's just a fact. It was Brady. And Belichick is great. And I'm not taking away from Belichick. I played against Belichick many times, and he had me confused and pissed off at stuff he was doing defensively. I'm not saying he's not a great, great, great head coach and a brilliant defensive coordinator. But there's no doubt if Brady wins this Super Bowl, I'm already edging that way right now. Just the fact that Tom's been to the Super Bowl literally every other year of his career. But if he wins this Super Bowl, I think it's, you know, the point is made that was Brady. Brady was the Patriot way, not Belichick.
Do you ever have any bitterness is the wrong word because you're a happy guy, but just part of you? Because I always say I would be, if I thought I was talented as a broadcaster and I never felt I got great support. I've been very fortunate. I have. But if I didn't, it would keep me awake at night. Maybe my ego or something. In your career, you're the guy that every GM always says, oh, come on, if Carson Palmer showed up there and if you trade it, you're always the guy they use. And maybe now that you're gone at Stafford or whatever. But have you ever thought to yourself, just one night over a beer with friends, God, I would have liked Sean McVay for a few years or Andy Reid. Does that ever creep in?
It's impossible not to. Just like it's impossible for Brady not to really want this Super Bowl to prove his doubters wrong. But no doubt, I mean, I'm a firm believer, I've seen it firsthand, that your career as a quarterback is completely dependent upon the organization you play for. And great players can overcome poorly run organizations. But in every sport, great organizations tend to always be around the playoff talk. They show up in Super Bowls. And poorly run organizations tend to not be in the playoffs very often. And so I do think that a quarterback's career and legacy is very tightly intertwined with the success and the way that an organization is run.
All right. When's the last time you grabbed a football and threw it?
I was in Lake Tahoe playing in the celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. And I was actually playing well. I was like in the top 10. I hadn't thrown a football in 2 years. And Larry Fitzgerald comes up to me. He's like, hey, man, I need to run routes. We got training camp starting next week. And I'm like, Fitz, I'm going to tear my tricep and my bicep in half if I go out and throw a football. But he kept wearing on me, and I went out and threw, you know, in golf shoes, literally my golf spikes, to him on a high school football field up in Lake Tahoe. And I actually spun it a lot better than I thought. And then I asked him after I got done. So I was like, is it coming off my hand much different than Kyler's hand? Like, where do I rest? He's like, no, you could be our third stringer, maybe our practice squad guy for sure. And that, as soon as he said that, confidence went down the roof and I went and iced my arm. And I was in like 10th place in the tournament, and my arm was so sore for the final day of the tournament that I went out and shot like 88 because I could barely move.
See? Yeah, he just broke you up. You felt so good about yourself, and then he dropped that scout team thing, and boom, you were done.
Ego shot.
Boom, over. Great talking to you, Carson. Love having you on the show, man, and you just enjoy your winter.
Thanks, Colin. Be well, buddy.
All right, Carson Palmer. Good dude. He was the last great USC quarterback. I mean, Darnold was good. We always said this. I've had GMs say this before. They always use Carson. They're always like, listen, man, you need help. And they're always like, everybody in the league knows. Carson came out. He looked through, talked, walked, ran. He was the star quarterback.
We just talked about it earlier, how hard it is to find talent in football. There's a lot of moving parts.
Well, you said it. From 2000 to 2017, the number one high school quarterback, one starts in the NFL, Matt Stafford, never won a playoff game. What is that? As you said, you need a lot of help.
A lot of parts in football.
Andrew Luck was the next Elway. He's out of the game.
It's not even just talent. Like, you have to have the coach in place. You have to have the organization in place. Like, the Texans have had a lot of talent. A lot of talent.
Not in the offensive line. They had a left tackle, let him go, got another one, gave up a bunch of draft picks. Supplement I take every day, powerful, backed by science. Go to mdriveformen.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age define you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
Washington will be looking to improve at quarterback this offseason. GM Martin Mayhew and VP of player personnel Marty Herney were asked about the team's plans for the position. They praised both Alex Smith and Taylor Heinicke, but also noted they will be looking at that position very thoroughly. They said the team will be smart and aggressive in finding a quarterback without mortgaging their future.
I'll say Sam Darnold is a wild card here. We did this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because I couldn't remember who you said.
It was Sam Darnold. So Alex Smith is, they worry about health. Heinicke's an athlete, but not real big. He's not a very big guy. Darnold gives them the athleticism of Heinicke. Few more starting snaps like Alex Smith. He's got kind of the personality of a, I tend to think Rivera wants somebody. He looks at that division and he wants Alex Smith commitment with Heinicke's pop.
Mobility.
And that feels like Darnold. Maturity with a little pop athletically.
I think that'd be a great place for Sam Darnold.
Well, and we know it's a good coach.
Yes.
Like a grown up.
They took a significant step up this year. Obviously, you had the situation with Dwayne Haskins, but Rivera has completely changed the culture there. Washington's had 8 different head coaches, 10 if you include interims, and 23 different starting quarterbacks since Dan Snyder purchased the team in 1999. They have the 19th pick in the draft.
And they've got, listen, they got the defensive front solved.
Defensive side of the ball is solved.
They have a young receiver. I like.
Washington. This situation in Washington is why the Eagles situation is like so laughable to me. Like, this division is not going to be. Don't think about the NFC East the way it was this year.
No,
forget
it.
Just erase it from your mind.
This morning, I would do Washington wins it, Dallas second, Giants third, Eagles fourth.
Yeah,
and I could have turned that 2 years ago, but that's what I would do today.
So no one could have expected how much success Patrick Mahomes has had this early in his career. He'll have a chance to build on his legacy if he wins his second straight Super Bowl this weekend. And Chiefs CEO Clark Hunt thinks he could be the team's very own Michael Jordan.
It's amazing the success that Patrick has had so early in his career. I mean, really, you know, more so than Michael Jordan had early in his career. It took Michael a few years before he won his first championship. And, you know, Patrick in year one had us on the cusp of making the Super Bowl. I think everybody felt that Patrick was going to take some time to develop. Of course, he's turned the table on all that and, you know, shown to be one of the best ever to play the position only 4 years into his young career.
It's got to be a nice feeling to have Patrick Mahomes on your team.
And by the way, Brady is sitting there. He said, hey, guys, they think he's Michael Jordan. Hey, guys, Chris Jones says dynasty. You know what Brady's doing? He's using all this and going, they got the game won. They don't think they're going to lose it.
He's doing the Patriot move.
Oh, I guarantee you Brady's going.
Everybody.
Well, Michael went 6-for-6. Guys, they already think they've won this game.
You know, I think there's not really a lot of bulletin board material in this situation because you got to respect Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and Andy
Reid. Everybody likes him.
Everybody likes them, and you have to respect them.
But.
Like, they won. They have a chance to repeat here. Yeah. So it's not like they're like, oh, they've never been here before, and then we're comparing them to Tom Brady.
But they got one. I'd slow down on the MJ talk. Maybe.
Listen, if you got Patrick Mahomes on your team, you're feeling great. So yes. I get it. I think that, yes, Tom Brady is the better comparison at this point to Michael Jordan. But, I mean, there's really not a lot of animosity in this weekend's game.
I hope weather's not a huge factor.
I do, too. I don't like when weather affects the game.
I don't mind a little rain, but don't give me, you know, I lived in Tampa. I don't recall it being, we get a lot of rain. We didn't get a lot of wind.
It rains every single day in South Florida.
Yeah.
But... You know, we talk about weather playing a factor. Obviously, like, is there going to be a lot of snow? We were worried about that in Lambeau. And a lot of players say that the snow isn't and the cold isn't really the problem unless it's, like, you know, 20 below zero.
Yeah.
But the rain does actually affect it. When it's slick out there, that is what makes it more difficult for offenses. So I hope that it's all clear. Yeah. So Urban Meyer took his first job in the NFL this year as the head coach of the Jaguars. And running back James Robinson can't wait to get to work with him. He said, I've talked to him a few times. He seems pretty cool. Excited to work with all of us. I think all of us are excited to have him and see what he brings to practices, games, and all of that, and see what he likes to do.
Well, if I was an offensive guy, I'd love him because Urban's a really clever offensive guy. You saw him here on the kickoff show we'd have here at noon. He's a play diagrammer. He's an offensive guy. The two things Urban knows, offense and personnel, and then he'll hire somebody on the defensive side to take care of it.
I'm not really exhilarated by any of the hires.
Oh, I'm not
hiring.
How about none
except cycle, except for Urban, and I'm really interested to see what Robert Saleh does in New York.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I thought it was a great year for candidates and a lousy year for hiring. I do think Urban, you know, Phil Jackson did this. People always banged on Phil Jackson. Yeah, he comes back for Shaq and Kobe. You know, he does the Jordan thing and he retires. I'm done. He cherry picks a great job.
Well, that's what happens when you've established yourself like Urban. You get to choose the best jobs. You get to choose your situation and your path, and you get to be patient. And it's similar to why, like, you know, Eric Bieniemy, obviously, his name is in the top candidates every year. Wait, if these teams want to keep passing on you, wait for the perfect situation.
That's right. And this is perfect. Urban knows the area, gets a quarterback, cap space,
and
will.
Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence.
In a winnable division.
They're still evaluating what they're going to do there.
No, they're evaluating nothing. The new socks for the uniforms are evaluating more than their pick. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Jason McIntyre's got his picks next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
All right, Jason McIntyre joins me on Friday every Friday at this time, and he makes his predictions. He's a former newspaper guy, and he tries to predict what the headlines will be tomorrow, and he is now joining us live, customary on our show. He does Fox Sports Radio, Saturday, 10 to 1 Eastern. All right, here we go. Very excited because you've had – how have you done in the playoffs, by the way? I thought the Packers would beat Tampa, otherwise I was okay.
Yeah, I was 3-1 last weekend. I had Packers as well. But the prop bets, by the way, which are like 60% of the handle at the Super Bowl, I'm locked and loaded. I wrote a column for Fox Sports this week. 9 prop bets, Colin. I'm thinking 7-2 probably, maybe 8-1. We'll see.
All right, here we go. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be for the Chiefs on Monday?
Yeah, very excited in Kansas City, right? They got to see their team all week. The headline will be... Country Road, take Mahomes to a place. Right back to the podium, Colin. I like the Chiefs going back to back. I know you like my musical references. Yeah. My wife is shuddering in the next room, by the way. I just think this is a Kansas City team. Believe it or not, Colin, they feel a little disrespected. I know that's crazy to say, but so many people like Tampa in this game. I just want to remind people, okay? Tampa Bay is going against a Chiefs team that's won 25 of 27. You know, we've all heard Andy Reid with an extra week off, 26-6. I've joked this season that they have been so dominant in the first half that they play with their food in the second half and let teams back in the game. Colin, how's this one for you? They've faced 6 playoff teams this year, right? 4 in the regular season, 2 in the playoffs. Kansas City in the first half has outscored those 6 teams 114-48. In a big game, they come out and blow the doors off the Ravens, the Bills, whoever it is, Miami, all the good teams. They just crush them. And we're kind of like, you know, talking down about the Chiefs. I'm telling you, this is the best team in the league. They win the Super Bowl handily, Colin.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be for the Buccaneers on Monday?
You know, this is a tough one because I do like this Tampa team. I just think they're criminally overrated. Sorry, folks. The headline will be Bucks walk the plank. I might be the only guy in America that thinks Tampa Bay could get blown out at home. Colin, I know people are excited, right, for Tampa Bay. They get to host the Super Bowl. I just want to remind everybody what they've done in the playoffs. So in the first round, they face a 7-9 Washington team. Ron Rivera is starting their 4th-string quarterback. I think they got him off the Wall Street Bets Reddit forum, okay? That guy was a 4th-string quarterback, and they win that game. Then they play the Saints. New Orleans, Drew Brees vomits all over himself. 3 interceptions, then the Jared Cook fumble. Tampa's longest touchdown drive in that game was 40 yards, okay? It was a kind of a lucky win. And then you look at the Packers game, and we talked about this, between the Devontae Adams drop touchdown, the end of the half, just a complete meltdown by the Packers, especially at the end, too. This has been a charmed playoff run for Tampa. They had a great season. They'll probably be back here next year, but I do believe they get smoked at home.
Tomorrow's headlines today, MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, there's a strong correlation between a high point total historically in the Super Bowl and the quarterback getting the award. The headline will be Mahomes schooling. And I know you like that. Very timely, of course. Both my kids home today from school because it's California. I digress. This is a guy, Colin, we've never seen anything like this, okay? Just remember, 3 years in the league as a starter, he went MVP of the league, Super Bowl, and Super Bowl MVP, and I think he's going to get another one. Colin, we'll talk about this a little bit more in a minute, but Patrick Mahomes, we've never seen this in the history of football. Patrick Mahomes is doing some crazy things, and what I love about the guy is he never gets rattled, right? He doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. He doesn't fumble the ball. He doesn't make bad decisions. His processing and his reads are incredible. You're going to take away Tyreek Hill and Kelsey? That's fine. I'll hand off. I'm not greedy. I'll take what you give me. Patrick Mahomes, just unbelievable. 6-1 in the playoffs. I think he makes it 7-1 and wins the MVP.
Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline for Tommy Brady on Monday?
Yeah, Tom Brady. Listen, man, unbelievable season. Obviously a great career. The headline will be Brady Bunch of Interceptions. Now, I found a quirky stat, Colin. When you, I 2 weeks to dig around the numbers. Tom Brady has had 5 multiple game interceptions this season. Five. The last 3 years he spent in New England, he had 5. For whatever reason, that the interceptions come in bunches. This is a prop bet I gave out, by the way, on my podcast, Straight Fire. Over 1.5 interceptions for the game. I think it's easy money. Brady has been known to cough it up in bunches with this new team, new playbook.
Yeah.
Byron Leftwich, you know, the OC, don't love that guy. But I think Brady has a tough one. But no worries. They're going to be back very good, strong next year in Tampa.
Tomorrow's headlines today, finally. Headline for Patrick Mahomes on Monday.
I can't say enough good things about this guy. The headline will be from 10th pick to top 10. Colin, I'm ready. I think Monday morning, you're going to come on the herd and say, man, McIntyre nailed it. Patrick Mahomes is already a top 10 quarterback all time in the NFL. I ran down this list on my podcast, and I'm telling you, man, Colin, Mahomes is going to have a case with the second Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of quarterbacks who have 2 Super Bowl rings, okay? I think he's going to vault past Dan Marino, and people are going to get very outraged. I got a lot of hate mail on Twitter. We need to look at the numbers and look at what Patrick Mahomes has done. And Colin, I don't want to hear this. Well, he's got Andy Reid. Okay. Colin, what was Andy Reid before he got Pat Mahomes? A guy who was very good in Philly, but lost 3 straight NFC title games, lost in the Super Bowl when McNabb was horrible there down the stretch. Like, Andy Reid has been elevated by Mahomes. They work so well together. Colin, I'm telling you, like, Patrick Mahomes, like, just strap in, folks. He's 25 years old, and he could already have 2 Super Bowl rings with one on Sunday.
Good stuff. Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on iHeartRadio. Good seeing you. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
By the way, all great quarterbacks had good coaches. Belichick, Montana, Fouts had Coryell, Aikman, Jimmy Johnson, Big Ben, Bradshaw. You got to slow down on Andy
Marino
Reed.
Also had a pretty good coach.
Yeah, Don Shula's pretty good. For Joy and everybody, we'll see you Monday.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.